Okay. Today I'll be talking with Dr. Sue Limber at Clemson University. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Can you just introduce yourself really quickly?
Sure. Happy to be with you. I am a developmental psychologist with also training in law. So I was trained in a dual degree law and psychology program. My area of work has always been very applied. Most recently, I have focused on issues related to youth aggression and bullying in particular, both what we know about the nature and prevalence of bullying, as well as effective prevention strategies. I also, over the years, have been very interested in youth participation, civic engagement, and children's rights.
Great. So can you tell me a little bit about what are some practical ways to prevent bullying, maybe in a school setting?
Sure. It's a timely question.
October
is Bullying Prevention Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an issue that schools, I think, are taking much more seriously than they have in years past. I think individual teachers and administrators have been aware about bullying and concerned about it, but I would say in the last 10 or 15 years, I've seen a dramatic increase in systematic efforts at schools to address bullying. And I think there may be a number of reasons for that. One is we know more about bullying than we did before, in particular the harmful effects that it can have. There also has been a lot of media attention to bullying and the harmful effects that it can have. And now all 50 states have laws that require school districts to have policies in place to address bullying. They're often a little bit vague on what those policies might include, and they differ a good bit from state to state, and the policies as well as how they even define bullying. But I think what we've learned in terms of best practices to address bullying is that bullying is best addressed not through a quick fix,
mm-hmm.
a single assembly, or a short-term curriculum to address bullying. It is best addressed by recognizing it's all about school climate, connections, and consistent messages for kids. So some practically with the Olveus Bullying Prevention Program, which is a program I've been affiliated with for years and years, and some of the research that we've done on this and other efforts, what that means is every adult in the school building, as well as parents and all the kids, really need to be fully engaged in bullying prevention efforts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a school classroom teacher issue,
mm-hmm.
or a school counselor issue, but it's really about everybody being on message and behind
mm-hmm.
the program. How do you do that? I think you find out about kids' experiences and attitudes about bullying in your school. Surveying
mm-hmm.
kids regularly can be a great way to start and understand the nature and the prevalence of bullying at our school. So that's an example of a school-wide activity to address bullying. Other school-wide activities that are best practices involve training all staff, making sure that all the teachers, the support staff, the cafeteria workers, and the bus drivers understand what bullying is and isn't, what they should do if they are aware of it or suspect it, and how they can contribute to the school's prevention efforts. So that's another example of what one can do school-wide to address bullying. School-wide, it's also important to have very clear rules and policies to make sure that kids K through 12th grade understand what the expectations are for their behavior. They're rewarded, you know, for doing the right thing, being a good friend,
mm-hmm.
Sticking up for a peer, and that there are clear developmentally appropriate consequences when those rules are violated. So those are examples of school-wide efforts. There are also classroom best practices to address bullying. We recommend, for example, that there be regular class meeting times when books can be put away and kids can be circled around And it's an opportunity to build a sense of community.
That's a great model. That's good.
Yeah. And also to talk and learn about not just bullying, but a lot of issues that are on the minds of kids. So you can do role play. You can get to know each other at on a different level. It's really important, particularly in bigger schools or in upper grades, for building connections where it may be hard to do it. Mm-hmm. That's an example of a classroom best practice. And then one-on-one, individually, it's very important for all staff to intervene if they are aware of or suspect bullying, and to follow up to investigate any suspected bullying issue consequences, offer support for any child that's involved, not just children who are being bullied, but also kids who have bullied others and may need some redirection and support for their behavior. So I guess in sum, a comprehensive school-wide effort to address bullying is what I think we have found and what research has confirmed to be the best approach to the issue.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. That was very interesting. Well, thank you, Sue. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Yeah.